Joining me today, it's country music legend, Grand Ole Opry member, and Country Music Hall of Famer, Charlie Pride. How are you today, Charlie?
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to be able to talk to you today. And you were initially on track to play baseball, looking to make the majors. You spent some time in the Negro Leagues, the minor leagues. What are some of your favorite memories from that time?
I love that game, and I still do. Playing against great players like I got a chance to do, that's one part of it. And then doing good by doing it. I didn't do too well against Mays. He hit me everywhere but on the bottom of my feet.
Cool. And you were on a good track, and you got injured, and that kind of changed your career path, didn't it?
Yeah, see, back, and they didn't have 16 clubs in the major league. And you had to be, you had to hit at least 260 or 2-something, you know. Guys back, after now we got 30-something teams. Now they got guys, that's hitting what I call a New York area code, 212, go win 5 runs, and get in the mill 5, you know, arbitration to get another half mill.
Right. Now, you taught yourself to play guitar when you were young. You always sang, but why country music?
Well, Dad bought this old. What happened is that we heard, that's what we heard by what he heard, and we were only 275 miles from Nashville, 50,000 watts, and that's what came in, and I just started it all. I bought me a Silverbug guitar and tried to emulate everything I heard.
Who were some of your musical heroes growing up back then?
Well, I listened to everything. I remember going to town, and it was this cafe there. I don't know the name of it or anything, but it was in my hometown of Sledge, Mississippi. But the thing is, the first time I saw a TV was in that, it was on a mantle up above when you walk into the place. And let me tell you who first person I saw on that. His intro coming in on the Grand Ole Opry was something like this. Howdy, all your friends and neighbors. Join us and our friends have a show. Tune up your pipes, hang down your hang up your fiddle and your bow. Roll back the rugs on the floor, light up your old car pipe, cause everyone's gonna have some fun at the Grand Ole Opry. And that was Oswald when he come in right behind that. So that stuck in my head. I don't have a recording of it. It's just been in my head ever since I was little. I was always interested in, I'd go to the movie and watch Tex Ritter and Bob Steele and Marin Shawstarr and all them, you know, shooting, bang, 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 and knock one another down. I've been interested all my life that way, you know.
And you had a great career, number of country hits. You ended up joining the Grand Ole Opry and inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame. How was that? What did that feel like?
Really good, because, the thing about, especially people ask, what's really the biggest thing that ever, I think when I found out that I was going into the Country Music Hall of Fame, I'm standing down. I got my two grand boys with me, and they were about 6 and 5 and 6. And I'm standing there beside Bob, Brenda Lee. And I said, well, you and Bud Wendell got a piece of paper here. You can read, and, you know, well, where's my piece of paper, you know? you don't need any papers. They just want to ask you. All they want to do is ask you about what's the difference in the small Country Music Hall of Fame or the big one. I get chill bumps on my arm, you know. And so watching my two grand boys sitting there and my wife sitting out. Now, she's been aware of this for a month. And all of a sudden, I said, oh, my goodness. It hit me, you see. And when she said, going in the Hall of Fame, Charlie Pride and Farron Young going into the Hall of Fame, we the first ones in the big one. We were, him and I. And I came up on stage and I said, I don't know what to say.
I would imagine. That's fantastic.
I remember saying, I don't know what to say, you know, and I just, tears start coming down. So that's, I think, if I have to be pinned down for something that really got me, I mean, really took a hold of me, that would be it, I think.
All right, Charlie, we appreciate you taking some time. Folks can follow you and see what's going on with you at charliepride.com, and you're on Facebook. Appreciate you taking time today and chatting with us. You have a great day and a Merry Christmas to you and the family.
Yeah,